Okay, so we last time we ended just with that lightning bolt of the stipler and the several generations earlier, Shlomo Kluger, in his Perush Chachma Shlomo in Tzadar Shulchan Aruch, not to be confused with the Chachma Shlomo in the back of the Gemara below the Marsha, as by Shlomo Luria, the Marshal, who lived much, much earlier. He lived about 200 years before Rishlomo Kluger. Rishlomo Kluger and Chachma Shlomo and Shulchan Aruch, and the Stifler several generations later, both have this idea which the Stifler points out is rooted in a Gemara in Nazareth. So I want to take a look at that Gemara together. That Gemara appears in your packet. Amar Mar, B'chulam Shegilchu, Lo Batar, O Sheshirish Le Cyrus, Lo Asu Velo Klum. Coin what we saw earlier in the Sugya Nazir, that of all these people, right, at the Mishnah, at this Mishnah here, in the last parak of the Maseches Nagam, Nagam is 14 Prakim, the very end of Nagam, after most the bulk of the Masechta is about figuring out who or what does qualify as a tzaras, or who qualifies as a mitzora, or what sort of situation of clothing or house qualifies as a beged manuga or a bias manuga. The very end, Sechta talks about the purification process. How does the taharas mitzora work? So the taharas, one of the parts of the taharas mitzora is this very dramatic full shave. It takes off all of his hair. So the Mishnah actually points out it's not the only time when you have a mitzvah take off your hair. Three cases: shalosh megalchim the tiglachta mitzvah. Three people, number one, have the heter and the requirement to shave, including to shave off their peis, the paras harosh, which would normally be an issur d'oraisa, and here it's instead of being knowledge of mutter, it's actually a chiyuv. Nazir, mitzora, and levim. It's a big difference between. Which of those three is not like the other? Right, that's Horah Shah, it's not Din Ladoros. Nazir Mitzorah, Liolam Vod, part of the process to emerge from that state is a Tiglachas. The Mishnah says all these three, there are differences in the three cases, but here are two dinim that they share in common. All the three types of tiglachas of the Nazir, the Mitzor, and the Levium, number one, require a razor, a ta'ar. If you did it, and li'ikuva, a gilchu shlo b'tar. If you didn't use a razor, I thought you'd be from. Don't use a razor. Number one, for pasta rosh, using a shaver doesn't help. The face, it's only usher with a razor. But for pasta rosh, there's usher whether it's with a razor or a shaver, which is important din, as an aside. Sometimes you see Jews, Orthodox Jews, who don't seem to realize and think that it's okay to shave themselves bald, or very close to bald, because they're not using a razor. That is incorrect. It is mutter to shave your beard. Again, I'll pee Kabbalah, maybe you shouldn't. I'll pee Nigla. It's mutter to shave your beard with a permitted device. Post can discuss what permitted device is. I think Arabeim assume that normal electric shavers are fine. However, that's only mutter, the pas hazakim, the beard. Pas harosh, over here, the corners of your head, also to cut too short, no matter what sort of technology you use. So, but the fellow thinks, see, he's not going to use a razor, use a shaver or something. It doesn't work. Teglachas nazir, teglachas mitzor, teglachas levim requires a razor. And here the issue is relevant to us. Osh shiru shtei Cyrus. If you didn't get everything, if you left two or more hairs, you didn't cut, lo asu klum. Mamish has to be a comprehensive shave. Well, so the Gemara and Nazir had quoted this that mission to Gaim earlier in the Sugya, and of course the Shach Nataria, and now the Gemara is a Gufa. And Amar Mar, I mentioned before, now let's jump into it. Amar Vachabre, Rav Ikaza, Samer is Ruv Kakulu Mitaraisa. This mission, was squirreled away in the last parak of Maseches Nagayim, unfortunately not one of the most studied Masechtas and Shas. That's a source for an incredibly relevant din halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh. That's the source of Ruka Kula. Nimai, why? Midigali, Rachamona Gabay Nazir. The word Midigali. There are two different prefixes there. The Shoresh is Gimel Lamanal. Gali is like in Hebrew to reveal. Gali Rachmana, the Torah revealed. Meet the Gali Rachmana from the fact that the Torah revealed Gabi Nazir, that Biyomashvi Gal Chenu, the Torah is stressing by the Nazir, he has to shave totally. Gal Chenu sounds like it needs to be entire. Can't leave anything. So the Torah is stressed up by Nazir. You should know that over here we require a full shave with no leftovers. Apparently, over here, the Torah stressed that you need to take off everything. In other words, but the Gemara point is you always have to ask yourself, what's the muskel rishon? What would I have assumed without any additional knowledge? What would be my a priori assumption from the outset? So, milchav chila midikara, apparently, I would have assumed that you don't take off everything, because otherwise the Torah didn't have to stress it. And probably the logical assumption, if the Torah tells me you have to do a tiklachas, I would have assumed Ruma Kukula. Here's an exception. Here, we have a higher standard, it needs to be total. Good. Now the Gemara goes back and forth some more, and ultimately the Gemara comes to this conclusion that this is a source for Ruma Kukula. The Stipler points out in this piece, which is, if you in case you want to look up inside, Simon Aleph in the Kilos Yaakov and Sukkah is about Chamos and Ruvitzilasa. We have two different parts of Simon Aleph. There's Os Aleph, the first couple paragraphs, and there's Os Beis. Simon Aleph, Os Beis, he gets into this Rashi. Interesting discussion beginning with Simon also. But there's Os Aleph, Simon Aleph, Os Beis, as he digs into this. And he points out, well, I said, that's interesting, because we've shown him Rashi and others in various places throughout Shas, and I sent you to take a look in Gittin, one of the many places where the Rishonim say, where does Bittul Berov come from? Bittul Berov comes from Achrei Rabim Lahatos. He says, they're two different things. Bittul Berov, Ruka Kulo, they're fundamentally different concepts. They're both accessing Rov, and they're both accessing the power of using the majority to tell me something about everything that's in front of me, but they're not the same concept at all. Number one, Bittul Berov has to do with the epistemological question. I don't know. There's a suffix. A bittul, there's a certain degree of suffix. I don't know. Or sometimes. So, chad betray, the different pieces got mixed together. It's a question of suffix. Whereas, Ruma Kukula, I have all the information. Not a problem not having information. It's a question of how to categorize. I have all the information about all the parts, and now I have to figure out what does that tell me about the status of the whole. It's a very different type of question. And it's time points out not a different type of question. It comes from different psukim, the Chumash. It doesn't come from Acharam Lahatos. It comes from a pasuk by Nazir. B'yamashvi Galchenu. I tell you on the side. It's in Parshas Naso. He says these are two different independent concepts, not entirely unrelated, but unrelated enough. They're two different parshas in the Chumash. So lo karav ze al zeh. And I want to show you, take one or two questions, and I want to wrap up this sugya by showing you that this idea is reflected in two other places also. It's reflected in the words of the Rishon. With this in mind, you go back to the on the Ritva here, Daf, and all of a sudden you appreciate what they're saying. And number two, I think the sugya and chavez also will sing with this once we have this insight. Yeah.
He says that people have to shave. Is that by Nazir or also by all the other three?
I believe, could be wrong, I believe that we have a drasha to extend it from Nazir to the other two. I believe so. Yeah.
For Ruma Kukula is trimming the status of the whole. How is Bittul different from that?
Ruma Kukula is where I know everything. It's just that I'm dealing with a halachic label, halachic status, that has to apply to the whole larger unit. So, and the unit itself, the components of the unit have mixed status. Part of the sukkah is shaded, part of the sukkah is not shaded. Part of the trachea is cut, part of the trachea is uncut. Part of the cup is drunk, part of the cup is undrunk. But shachot or shasui or masukach are in halacha labels that apply not to individual inches, but to the whole unit of the trachea or the cup or the structure. So Rukakulo tell is a rule that you have here, or shaven. Apparently, shaven, it's not that this part of my head is shaven. Really, I should have said, shaven is the status of a person. Are you shaven? Are you unshaven? Are you magulach? Are you not magulach? So I should have determined that based on, well, I'm mostly shaven, mostly unshaven. But the Torah gave Xeris Takasa, no, here you don't say that. But that's how Rukakulo works, right? The Bitl Baro is where. So in the Bittel of Yavish, Yavish, have different items that got mixed together and their identity is no longer known. There it's a question, or even when it's lach balach, like I have lots of different pieces of wood that are just all blended together, and you can't distinguish them. So there it's a question of not having difficulty distinguishing any one thing.
And what's the source for Bittel?
Acharei Amalatus. Source here is the Pasuk by Nazir. Now I want to take a look. Now the truth is, I guess it could have been more dramatic. And on Thursday, before developing a Terutzim, said, hey, Rashi Yishver, we had two kashas of Rashi. I could have said also, and number two, number one, the beginning of Rashi Yishver. Number two, that Rashi Yishver. Number three, what's going on the Ra and the Ritzah. So it wasn't so dramatic. So we'll take a look at it now. Hopefully you'll be able to see that without this insight of Shlomo Kluger and the stipler, this would have been harder. You see what the Ra'ah and the Ritzah are bothered very subtly by a different question. That is that the Gemara, the Mishnah has a din that's a machlokas, and then three dinim which appear not to be machlokas. What's the first din which is a machlokas? The 20 amas, right? 20 amas, Rabbi Yehuda says it's fine. Chum say not fine. Okay, but apparently, if Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the other three cases are possible, which tells me that the other three cases are independent. Or whatever the logic of the psul of Esra Ma'ama is, it doesn't apply to the other three cases, because Rabbi Yehuda does not accept the logic of psul Esra Ma'ama, but does accept the other three cases. Okay. So you say, fine. What does one have to do with the other? One has to do with height, one has to do with how dense the schach is. What does it matter? Ah, but they say, one second, the Gemara has a three of machlokas. How come? Gemara has a three of machlokas. How come we passel l'ma'ami and s'ma'am according to the Tanakhama? And what does Reb Zeira say? Reb Zeira says, take a look inside. Reb Zeira says, it's right near the in the middle of Basil Manalf, right by the quote from Yeshayahu Perek Dalet. Rezeir Amrehacha, our pasuk in Yeshayah, the sukkah tiel etzel yomam mecharev. The sukkah Yeshayahu describes, this is the sukkah is going to provide shade. That sounds familiar. That sounds very familiar. Right. The sukkah provides shade. That's beautiful. Right? That's Shem HaSachdik or sukkah gevaldik. So what does that have to do with Esra Ma'amah? Reb Zeira says, Ad Esra Ma'amah Adam Yoshev Tzel Sukkah. L'ma'ami Esra Ma'amah Ein Adam Yoshev Tzel Sukkah El Betzel Defanus. If the sukkah is not too tall, so then at least part of the floor is being shaded by the schach. The sukkah is so tall that the sun is never directly overhead in Eretz Yisrael. If you're south of the between the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn, if you're within 23.5 degrees of the equator, then there'll be some time during the year when the sun is directly overhead. But the Yerushalayim is in 9 degrees or so north of that. The sun is never directly overhead. The sun is always at an angle. Certainly Sukkot time. It's not even solstice, it's equinoctial. The sun is not that high. So if the Sukkot is too tall and too narrow, the sunlight could never hit the bottom. So the schach is not what's providing the tzel on the bottom. That's where Bzeira says is pshat in the psul esrim amma. Dov? Because you need to have tzel sukkah. If the sukkah is too tall and too narrow, all you have is tzel. All of the shade on the bottom, on the floor, is from the walls. It's not from the schach on top. Schach is not providing any tzel. So what's the problem with this? If the only kibzera, the logic for the psula Ezra Mam is what? Is that the sukkah is not providing sale. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that. Rabbi Yehuda does not require tzel schach. So then, say, how could Rabbi Zeira possibly suggest that Tanakama is based on sales, a need for tzel sukkah, which means that's a disputed point because Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that, but yet Rabbi Yehuda agrees with that in the Mishnah, and that's clearly based on tzel sukkah. So it doesn't... If Yehuda agrees Chamasa Rebbe Tzilasa as being possible, obviously Yehuda holds up Tzel Sukkah. So how could you say that so as Ramama has to take a look inside? Let's take a look at the Ra'ah and the Ritva, Rabbi and Talmud. Chamasa Rebbe Tzilasa says Ra'ah Ulochulu Amorai the Gemara Kuli Ami. Everyone agrees to this, according to all the Amorim. Even if Rabbi Yehuda agrees, I would give Rebbe Zera. So he doesn't say the kasha explicitly, but he's implying the kasha from the Teretz Yikvah, that his kasha is what we just spoke about. Lav l'meimer de be'in shei tzatzchach meitzel tachas ha-sukkah. But not that you need that the schach should provide shade, the halo efsher. In other words, when we say that we require tzilas and rukham asa, but it doesn't mean we actually need shade from the sukkah to the schach. Because it's sometimes not possible. Why? Because when the sukkah is more than 20 amos high, then you don't have tzel schach. And Rabbi Yehuda holds his kasha. So what does it mean? So there was chamasa, what shot in requiring tzilasa v'ruach chamasa? You don't require tzel sukkah, you don't require the shade of the schach. It says, apparently, I don't actually need the tzel d'schach, but I do need she'eschach ovel tzel. It doesn't have to actually provide tzel, but it needs to be thick enough that it could have provided tzel. Remember, if it was so thin and diluted that it couldn't provide shade, that's not called tzach. So number one, you hear that's not called tzach. That sounds a parallel. Not identical, parallel to Rashi's. The sukkah is something with tzach. And here we're telling you what tzach means. And we want to be, ask yourself one second. If you hadn't seen this type, you would say, what's what are you talking about? You don't need tzach, but you need tzach that could have provided tzach. Why? If you don't need tzach, then why does it have to be able to get tzach? How much wood would woodchuck? If it would be in a position to give shade, it would give shade. But I don't care what it would have done, could have, should have. It's not. You don't need shade. What's Ra'ah saying? Well, you don't actually need shade, but it has to be able to have given shade if it was in the right place. Well, who cares about that? Right, and we take a look at the Ritva, his Talmud. That's not called Tzach. The line with which Ra'ah ends, which it begins. And he says, even according to Yehuda, he formulates the kasha explicitly. Here you already see the difference between the Ritva and the earlier generation. The Ritva is much more explicit. I always thought the Ra'ah didn't really say the kasha. I set you up for it to see what he's bothered by. He never says the kasha. Ritva says, the chitim, I heard Yehuda lo by itself, midikam ashram al miyasram ama. One second, Yehuda doesn't require the shade. Lech tzel schach tzel defines as the Gemara says. He says no. Nihi the lavoy of Yehuda shade schach osik tzel from Moshe Achshav doesn't have to give shade as it is right now, as it's placed right now, but it needs to be ra'uli rasos tzel because otherwise it wouldn't be called schach. Right? The same idea as Rebbe, but more explicit. And again, the same problem. Why should I need that? I understand if you tell me that I need to have shade. But tell me you don't need to have shade. Say, you don't need to have shade, but you have to be able to give shade. For what purpose? The answer is, this kasha also yields. The third kasha, whether on the Ritz, what type of funny shara are they making? It's gorgeous. It's not a compromise. This is golden. Because he doesn't require tzel sukkah. According to Rav Zeira, that's the machlokas Tanakam and the Chacham and Rav Yehuda. Do you require that the sukkah be shaded? You have to be shaded by the schach or not? So Rav Yehuda holds you don't need that. But But Rehuda still agrees to this idea that Rashi already said, Hashem Asach Nikra Sukkah. And Srach means it's Netzel. It still has to have Srach. If Yehuda agrees that a Sukkah has to have Srach, and Srach means shade, a shade giver, this has to be a shade giving item. It just, I don't have to actually be shaded by it, but if it doesn't give shade, it's not Srach, it's not Sukkah. So it all fits in very, very neatly. And then finally, in the 10 minutes or so that remain, let's turn our attention to the Sugya Daf Chav Beis later in the second paragraph. There you have a parallel Mishnah. If you took a look at Shulchan Aruch, you saw that we passed the Lachal Maisa. Chavasa Rav Tzila says pasal. Not a great surprise. I mean, that's an undisputed point. And they also raise the sugya on Daf Chav Beis. And here you have a Mishnah, which is surprising. It was Sukkah Meduvlalas, not now as Meduvlalas is, maybe some other time, but see case number two, Chav Beis of Ralph, see Lassam Rumi Chamasa Ksheira. If it has more shade than San, Kasher. So does that sit well with you, or does that sit poorly with you? Poorly. Well, I first said, Givaldik. But then you look with a careful eye, you say, one second. Our Mishnah said, Rov Chama is no good. The Mishnah second paragraph says, Rov Tzel is good. The first obvious question is, why are we repeating ourselves? And then the more subtle question is, it might not be a repeat. If it's not a repeat, it's actually a stira, because what about in between? He said, Rov sun is no good, Rov shade is good. But there's an in between, which is 50-50. So what's going on? Either the two Mishnahs are redundant, or else they're contradictory. Either way, we've got a problem. So what does the Gemara say? Chav Beis on the days. Two-thirds of the way down, Chav Beis on the days. The Gemara says, Haki Adadi Psula. Here it sounds like if we mean Mechza al Mechza, half and half, Ki Adadi is like each other. Hadadi is actually an important Aramaic term to know. In modern Hebrew, we talk about Hadadiyut. Hadadiyut is a reciprocity. Doing it for one another. Because hadadi means one another in Aramaic. Ki hadadi, if they're like ki, they're like hadadi, like one another, if they're even, it's no good. That's the implication of the Mishnah in the second parak. Aiva tzan bi idach perakin, but in the other parak, our Mishnah of days, chabas mazila sabzula, ha ki hadadi is kasher. So Gemara says, don't worry. Kamil mal, kamil mata. Depends whether you're looking above or below. Depends whether you're looking above or below. The Gemara says, after that, like what people say, Kezuzah mil elke istira mil tachas. If it's a size of a zuz above, it's the size of an istira, two different coins down below. And this is, what do you call this in optics? Remember? No? Take a look. Find out. But it's not going to look the same down below because the light's going to curve around the, once it emerges from the hole. Is it diffusion, diffraction, refraction? You'll go take a look and find out. You'll see. You look it up. Banas Starm, you look it up. A little bit of Avos Hashem through a science. So the Gemara says it's not the same, it's not going to look the same top and bottom. So we want to talk about above, we want to talk about below. Because after all, the sizes will shift because if it's a zuz size above, it's an istira size below. Now the Rishon get very involved, what exactly is which is which? The Eitor actually says, as you may have seen, Beis Yosef quotes him, there's two Tur quotes, the Eitor, who says that the sunlight, the shadows grow down below. There'll be less sunlight down below than there is up there. So he says, so the Itzer says, if it's mechza al mechza up top, it'll be rove shade down below because the shadows grow. Which the Magen Mishnah points out, that it says Magen Mishnah rejects the Itzer because it's against scientific experimentation. The second to last line of the it says, Bavur b'chachmas ha-re'ios, the mofes, chachmas ha-re'ios is optics. They've demonstrated experimentally, or Hashemesh Nichnas Bechor Meruba Alachar. If you have a hole, the sunlight comes through the hole, that's how cameras work. And the sunlight comes through the hole, you'll have more light projected, the larger area of projection than the pinhole. So that's what the Market Bible says. Clearly, we should accept Rashi against the Eter. What does Rashi say? No. Rashi says, if it's Mechza, Mechza up above, there'll be Rov sun down below. But if it's Mechza, Mechza down below, it was really Rov shade up above, which is very fascinating. That's how I pass on Lach Lamaisa. Oh, in other words, what you require is Rov shade above, not Rov shade below. If it's 50-50 down below, that's fine. It means the sun spread a little bit, and up above, it's Rov shade. Right? The sun spreads. So if up above it was Rov, small spaces, mostly shaded, mostly schach, in small holes, you may end up down below with 50-50.
Down below,
if you look down below and on the floor is 50-50, the Gemara says, don't worry, that means up above it's more schach than open spaces, so you're okay. Now the question is, why is that? And we'll close with this. Tosis starts getting involved, and why is that? Because why do we need Rove shade down below? Why is it enough to have Rove schach? It's not really Rove shade up above, it's Rove schach up above. Tosis has a whole other approach. If you're working with Rashi, it could be, you could say. Right, because I don't require... What the Ritva and Ra'as said more extremely for Rabbi Yehuda, Mamash don't need shade at all down below, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It just needs... But the Schach has to be a shade giver. So it might be that's even true somewhat for us. You have to be sitting in Sel Sukkah, But I don't care. I'm not determined. The question of Rove is still a question of, is that Tzach? It's not the looking at the floor is a simon. That's an indicator of what's going on up above. Or it's a ramification. What I'm really trying to figure out is, what's that? What's my roof? And really, what's this whole structure? Is this a shade giver or is this not a shade giver? Is that Davra Mesakech or not? So if it's mostly, if most of the space is covered, most of the space is misakeich, so that's good enough. And I would call that Rubik Kukulo. The roof is a misakeich, and I'm good. We have time for one question, then we're going to head downstairs.
But according to Tanakh, what seemingly David Alp seemingly says that there's an element of what you feel at the bottom. It's not just that the misak is more you could tell, then... How does this work out for me? Because how can you say, since the top, since we know that you can only be concerned with either the bottom or the mata, you have to be feeling down low, that's also through your tail.
Not necessarily. Tosis has a more complicated approach. No, in other words, I do have to yoshiv b'tzel sukkah, but the question of rov is a question of does this item have a chal shem sukkah now? Not am I sitting in a sukkah? Is this a sukkah? So it's conceivable that that's really, I just need to look at the roof. Is that schach? Is that not schach? Is that a misakeh or not? So conceivably, Tosis disagrees, but according to Rashi, who we're following up until now, that may be the mahalach.